Buffalo's down 7, 4:50 to play in the fourth alongside Ross Miller, Mike Pilosoff. The Buffaloes have it though with all three timeouts at the Wichita Heights 28. Three receivers, two left, one right on the far hash. Temple takes the shotgun snap, four-man rush, rolling left, firing left into traffic. It's caught by Tramp up the seam inside the 25, and Cook is shot from Greg Jones. Slow to get up. Forward progress will move him to the 21. It's a gain of 7 and 2nd and 3.
Nice pass there by Grayson Temple. The thing is on Grayson, stared at that spot for a long, long time, was able to draw the safety over. He's got to look away, then come right back.
Temple, 12 of 24, 217 yards, and a touchdown. Threw for a school record 368 last week. 2nd and 3, Buffaloes on the near hash at the Heights 21-yard line. Four receivers, three right, one left. Heights with four down linemen. Low shotgun snap, two-step drop. On a slant, low grab made by Tramps. Digs it out at the 14-yard line in front of Greg Jones. Just inside the numbers, gain of 7, and a Buffalo first down.
A guy not really getting much recognition. He plays basically the nose tackle on the defense, Quentin Meade. Quentin Meade right now is in the football game as one of the offensive linemen for Garden City.
1st and 10, Buffaloes at the Wichita Heights 14. Four receivers, three right, one left. Temple takes a belt tie shotgun snap, three-step drop, fade, back left corner, Tramp. Jump ball, is it intercepted? Incomplete. Oh, the ball was taken out of midair. Fighting for it was Caleb Tramp and Greg Jones on the near sideline. Oh, they caught a break there. Jones came down with it, but he was out of bounds. It'll be 2nd down and 10.
And I've got to check that. It looked like number 56. That's actually number 54. Luis Castaneda is in the ball game right now for Garden City. But thing is, though, I thought maybe a little pass interference before the ball got there, too, be truthful, pushing off on Caleb Tramp.
2nd and 10, Buffaloes at the Wichita Heights 14, 3:47 to play in the fourth, down 7. Temple out of the shotgun, Caleb Tramp tight left, three receivers stacked right, takes the shotgun snap, rolling right, sets up the screen, back to the left, dangerous pass caught by Tramp at the 15, dives forward to the 10. How Tramp came up with that in traffic, dumped by Turner at the 10, gain of 4, it's 3rd and 6.
Note the Grayson Temple. Sometimes you can look off that way and then take off yourself because everything was open on the right side, even with running back that kind of floated out there, Jared Koster. Maybe a play that we'll see here in the future.
3:20 to play, fourth quarter. Garden City down 7 in this 6A state quarter. 28-21 Heights. 3rd and 6 Buffaloes on the near hash, moving right to left at the Heights 10-yard line. Two receivers right, one left. Temple out of the half diamond, takes the shotgun snap. Play action, rolls the pocket right, can take off if he wants. Will at the 10 and dragged down from behind. There's the flag and the horse collar, and it should be a first down. Grayson Temple dragged down by Ammons, and he grabbed the shoulder pad, and that's going to be a first down for the Buffaloes.
Great job by Andres Lozo. He was rolling out on the play, actually pulling on the play to go out there and make a block. Wasn't able to get there, though. Thing is that bothers me is the white hat had the best view of it, never threw a flag.
It's a personal foul.
First down, Garden City.
How about that? Remember last week they had the interception overturned on that drive where they ended up scoring? And move the chains, 1st and goal at the 5. Down by 7 with 3 minutes to play. A chance to tie the game and keep their season alive. Out of the diamond, Grayson Temple staring down a 7-man box. Takes the shotgun snap. Hand off Koster. Stutter step breaks one tackle. Cannot get out of the grasp, however, of Creighton Sanders, who comes up from his safety spot to drop the sophomore behind the line for a loss of a yard at 2nd and goal.
Scores around the state right now. Olathe North is down by 3 to Lawrence Free State with 5 minutes left in the ballgame. Manhattan just getting rocked by Derby, 41-7.
Winner this game plays, looks like Derby, 2nd and goal at the 6. Three receivers, Temple takes the shotgun snap, fires a slant, it's caught, touchdown! Caleb Tramp beat Greg Jones, and the Buffaloes a point after away from tying it up with 2:21 to play. What a throw by Grayson Temple.
Simple play, thing is that Temple's been going to the outside, goes down to the goal line, and generally goes to the outside. This time fakes to the outside, goes to the inside, gets that little bit of time. Jones was late to get there. Nice pass there by Grayson Temple.
The all-important extra point for Ishmael Hernandez. Snap is high. It's back. Nice job by Parr to put it down. The kick is through. 2:21 to play in the fourth. We're tied at 28 on Z98. 28-28 in the 6A state quarters. Six plays, 28 yards, 2 minutes and 30 seconds. It was all set up after a 20-yard punt into the wind. And Grayson Temple hits Caleb Tramp from 6 yards out. We're not at a 28. Heights has all three timeouts and 2:21 to go in a 28-28 deadlock.
The scores right now, Salina Central into the fourth quarter, 35 over Cape and Mount Carmel, 28. Still at the half. I need another score here if someone can get it to us. Salina South 14, Bishop Carroll 7. That is at the half. Bishop Miege is getting beat by 7. That into the third quarter.
Herrera will kick it away. Arlen Witten back deep. It's a pooch kick, end over end, fielded at the 22 by Witten. Bouncing it to the left across the 30, out across the 40. Dylan Darter makes the special teams tackle. An excellent field position. They'll mark him at the 41. It's a 16-yard return by Witten.
Not a kick that I like right there. I don't think Brian Hill actually wanted that type of kick either. I mean, maybe the pooch kick, but nothing like that to Witt. Witt's a very dangerous return man.
Heights with one timeout and 2:15 to play here in the fourth. Tied at 28. Parker under center. Double slots. The flex bone. Triple option offense, which has gashed Garden City for over 400 total yards. They motion King into the backfield. Running left and shut down. Three brown shirts anchored by Angel Gonzalez bring him down at the 40. It's a loss of a yard.
Defense is playing really inspired right now, really getting to the ball and attacking very well. You can see the offensive line for the Heights might be a little bit upset at each other as two of them were sitting there pointing at another guy.
Smallwood to the right, Porter wide left. Second and 11, Heights at their own 40-yard line. Parker under center, the fullback is Autry. Motions Witten to the backfield, sweeping to the right. Has a crease, there he goes. Breaks one tackle and then taken down right at the 50-yard line. It takes four brown shirts on the near side of the field to finally bring him down. Quentin Meade was the first one to hit him. It's a gain of 10. It'll bring up third down and one. No, they gave him the first down.
Boy, Witten was really trying to stretch that ball out there, and maybe that's what he would do. So they said go ahead and give him first down. Wow.
One official said he was down at the 50. Apparently we need to explain the metric system. These guys in zebra uniforms. First and 10 at the run of 11. Wichita Heights across midfield at the Buffalo 49. Receivers to either side. They motion King into the backfield. Toss sweep left. Nalen Rincona springs
it down.
Ball is out. Garden City's got it. He fumbled the football. And the Buffaloes have it. King puts it on the turf. And it's Aloha. Kelton Youthy rips it up. And the Buffaloes have it. You just mentioned during the timeout, this team does not put it on the ground. Now there's a flag down right at midfield. This is going to be after the play. This is going to be, the ball is going to be Garden City's. Are we going to see a taunting, a celebration? What are we going to see after this?
Well, I've seen Winton, after they get first downs, point to Garden City for the first down. That time, that might be on Caleb Tramp.
It is Garden City's football. First down, Buffaloes. Oh, that cost some field position, though. But the Buffaloes have it, a huge turnover by King.
And still, actually, Brian Hill wants an explanation out there. This is a guy that hasn't called anything for Garden City other than that one right there. Doesn't call the pass interference calls, but did find out he didn't see Witten every time Witten would get up and point first down over at Garden City, but did see Caleb Tramp there from 15 yards away.
First and 10, Buffaloes. At the 36-yard line, all
good
three
job,
timeouts.
Good job, Brian Hill. And Brian Hill is getting after this official, but he's getting after the wrong one, tell you the truth.
First and 10, Garden City, all three timeouts. Tied at 28 with a minute 23 to play. Temple takes the shotgun snap. Four-man rush. Off his back foot. Whistles one down the middle for Temple. He makes the catch inside the 25. All the way down to the 20-yard line. And Temple got matched up on the linebacker, Dylan Crane. The way to the 21-yard line. It's a 43-yard catch and run and a first down.
Minute 15 left in this, and now what, official? Now what is what I would say. What a great pass. Dusty Temple is beating him all the way. Nice catch, good concentration.
First and 10, Buffaloes at the Heights 21 with four receivers. Temple takes a low shotgun snap, looking left, looks for the fade, into the end zone, Tramp, he's got it, touchdown. No, now they say incomplete. Caleb Tramp, now they say incomplete, working on Rasheed Taylor. The ball, they say, incomplete, right on the G on the near side of the field. With under a minute to play, it'll be second and 10 Garden City at the Heights 21.
Wow, I tell you what, they went up there, actually kind of underthrew Trapp a little bit. Well, I talked about earlier how Trapp would not been able to fight for the football. That time he fought for it, thought he made a great catch. We cannot turn the ball over right here. We can make a field goal from this spot.
Minute to play in the fourth. Second and 10, Buffaloes at the Heights 21, three receivers. Temple takes the shotgun snap. Looking left, fires behind Caleb Trapp and almost intercepted. Tramp comes up with it. Did they say a catch? Yes, they do. It was thrown behind Tramp. I thought he dropped the ball. He catches it. He's inside the 10 to the 9. That's a first down. What a grab by Caleb Tramp. And now they'll call a timeout. Wow.
Yeah, Caleb takes that one right off the surface. And the thing is, he gets his big paws down underneath there, able to pick it up here. Smart play here by Garden City right now. You got to keep it out from where they can't have any chance of intercepting the ball. That ball was low. No one else could get it but Caleb.
All right, so 28-28, under a minute to play here in the fourth. Garden City now with two timeouts. They have the football first and goal at the 9. Strategy here, do you defer going for a touchdown? Ishmael Hernandez has the wind behind him. His long this year is right around 40 yards. Do you defer touchdown and just think field goal right now? You only need 3 to win it.
I'm going this route right here. We've got to run the ball here, and you put it in somebody's hands that you know that's going to make a safe play here. Garden City's at first down. You've got four plays that you're going to make here. Also, what would really be nice in this series, if you're not able to get the touchdown, you make Heights use a timeout so they can't freeze your kicker. Garden City's got some great options.
But how about this? Take a knee. Don't even risk handing the football.
No. I'm running the football here, and I tell you what, I'd almost say Grayson Temple's going to carry the football all the way.
Four receivers, three right, one left. 55 seconds to play in a tied fourth quarter. Temple takes the shotgun snap. Quarterback draw, running left, 10, at the 5, putting it back into the end zone. Touchdown. Grayson Temple puts Garden City in front. 34-28. They're on their feet at Buffalo Stadium.
And a late hit, tell you the truth. He's in there 3 yards at the A and then gets busted. No flag on the play. Great job there. Good job of offensive blocking. Also, Caleb Tramp freeing him up. All he had to do was, once he got to the outside, was pick what side he wanted to go to off of Caleb Tramp's block.
Trey King, who had not fumbled all season long, puts one on the turf, and the Buffaloes convert. Extra point, Ishmael Hernandez is right down the middle. 49 seconds to play. Garden City 35, Wichita Heights 28 on Z98. Garden City takes advantage of the first mishap of this game by Wichita Heights. And they go four plays following the Trey King fumble. 35 seconds. Grayson Temple, a 9-yard rushing touchdown. Extra point good. And Garden City in the second half has outscored Heights 21-7. And they have taken their first lead of the night. As Ezekiel Herrera will kick it away, Heights has just one timeout, but an explosive ground game as the ball blows off the tee.
But can Herrera, and we know that he's got a big foot, can he get it to the end zone? I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, but he got a big win here. But the thing is, though, that you want to keep the ball out of Witten's hands.
Rinconis is the one that put it back on the tee.
And blow it over again, someone's got to come set it now.
The winds, which have definitely picked up, they weren't as strong. Now they're just blowing really straight out of the south. 49 seconds to play in the fourth. Buffaloes that close to their first semifinal appearance since 2005. And staring down a potential matchup with number one Derby. Herrera, it's a squib. Far side, bobbled at the 30, picked up. And on one knee goes Turner. And Wichita Heights will start at their own 31 after a 1-yard return.
All right, we talked about this. You and I and Brett Marshall talked about this before the ball game. That you get ahead of a team that likes to run, and we'll go back to the OU Nebraska days with the wishbone. Same with Hutchinson. Team that is used to running and not used to passing the football, your advantage for Garden City.
Heights has thrown the ball successfully in this game. In fact, Parker has a touchdown pass.
That's when Garden City hadn't been expected on the play action.
But they're down 7, 69 yards from a tying score. Straight back to pass. Parker looking near side, almost intercepted. Nailing Rinconis on the near hash at the 37-yard line as the ball go right through his hands. Intended for Trey King, who looks absolutely dejected going back to the huddle at 2nd and 10.
And I'm telling you that we've got to put a lot of pressure on Parker. Just keep bull rushing right up the middle in his face. All he's doing is going against the wind. He doesn't have a strong arm.
Chain of defense. Buffalo's up 7 with 42 seconds to play. Second and 10 Heights at their own 31. Double slots, four-man rush. Option read. Ball is on the ground. It's on the ground. And Garden City looks like they've got it. They uncover the bodies. Picking it up is Trenton Chinnix. Still no signal yet.
Well, they can't find out who's got the football.
Trenton Chinnix comes up with the football. The man that started the season an outside linebacker, lost his starting job to Dylan Darter, is back on the field, and the Buffaloes might have just sealed it.
Hello, Derby. Hello, Derby. We're heading to Derby, baby.
What a comeback down 28-14. The Buffaloes scored 21 unanswered points, and it's Trenton Chinnix picking up the game winner, a fumble put on the ground by Forlanda Pucker, who will suffer only his third loss of his career. He'll drop to 12-3 as his starter. Victory formation. Heights has one timeout. Grayson Temple takes a knee. See if Heights takes a timeout. They don't. They'll have to take one more knee, it looks like. They have not started the play clock yet. Now they will. So they'll have to take one more knee, and this one is over.
Garden City down, and you got to sit there and think about this. Garden City down 14 points to a great running team of the Heights. But Garden City able to battle back and get things done the way they're supposed to, Michael. Making a trip next week, dude.
A team that was in the state championship just 3 years ago, eliminated for the second straight year. It's only their second ever loss in this round of the playoffs. The Buffaloes are moving on. Final score, Garden City 35, Wichita Heights 28. Heading to the state semifinals is Garden City for the first time since 2005, and they knock off Heights. It's their first win over Wichita Heights since 1995.